Welcome to the Sportscast, December 4th, 2023. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch, X, and Apple Podcast. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online radio. You can listen to us 24/7. Visit our website, thesportscast.net. Also, follow us on X at thesportscast1 or check out our app, The Sportscast for iOS. NFL Week 3 was an amazing weekend. We found out who might be the best team in the NFL, and the Dolphins are called the best team on surf. Anyways, join us from Northeast Ohio, Dan Madden. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Hey, good to be back. Thanks for having me.
Dan Madden, I was in Nashville, Tennessee this past weekend. Not that cold, but I realized that most of the city of Nashville likes the Predators, the hockey team, rather than the football team, the Tennessee Titans. So it's quite incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say so. And maybe the Titans start winning a little bit. Maybe that'll turn. So, and that Tennessee to do that.
And Mr. Joe.
Unless you're a Cleveland Browns fan, you just stink every year and people just pack the stands and bark. And, you know, they're the most loyal fans in the league for sure.
Exactly. So Joe Flacco had his debut. He went to the active roster only a week ago. Amari Cooper said he wants Joe Flacco. What were your thoughts over his performance?
Oh, it was remarkable. You know, I said last week, I think that they should give him a chance. And, you know, he became the 37th starting quarterback of the Browns. That's a laundry list there. But I tell you what, he looked sharp. You know, I thought he didn't miss a beat. It was like riding a bike. I mean, he was just throwing the ball down the field. I mean, they were passing it all over the place. And really, you know, just had that one mistake, the deep ball there, ended in an interception. And, turn the game. But overall, I think they should roll with him the rest of the year. Defense has been struggling this week and against Denver, not the top tier defense we've been seeing all year. So hopefully they can figure it out and get it turned around. But I like Flacco. I think he's the best quarterback on the roster right now, and you got to roll with him for sure.
Yeah, got to roll with him. Joe Flacco, who has Super Bowl experience, Dan. I thought it looked good. He completed passes to 9 different receivers. So that's a good stat. That's not bad.
No, absolutely. You know,
but
sure.
He can do deep throws, though.
Yeah. He took some shots deep, which really we haven't seen that much this year with the other quarterbacks. So overall, real happy. Liked them to stick with the run a little bit more. You know, I thought they – a little too pass heavy, you know, but they couldn't run the ball in the first half. But I think if they would have stuck with it, you know, could have been a different outcome.
Well, there you have it. Look at what Dan's saying. We will not see Dorian Thompson Robinson again.
No, that's for sure. I don't think so. But Stefanski wasn't ready to commit on that. He doesn't like showing his cards too early, I guess, in the week. So, but I would guess Flacco will be under center. Playing Jacksonville, big game this week. They got to win that one for sure.
It's a tough one against Jacksonville. Tough place to play, by the way, if you haven't figured that one out. Ask the Colts.
Yeah.
Anyways, it was a crazy week 13, but this time we're going to recap what happened this weekend. And then let's begin in Tennessee, where I was at this past weekend. Michael Pittman, walk-off touchdown, clinch Indiana's 4th straight win with 2:31 minutes remaining in overtime. The Colts quarterback, Gardner Minshew, threw a 4-yard touchdown pass to Michael Pittman. Dan, a quiet Tennessee fans, I mean, completely.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this Minshew's, he's having a year. I mean, I didn't think the Colts, I mean, they're a 3-way tie with the Steelers, Browns, and for the wild card. He's really playing lights out right now, and you know, pretty good story going on in Indianapolis with that team for sure.
Minshew finished 26 of 42 for 312 yards and 2 touchdowns. Not bad for Gardner. Let's go to New York Jets. New York falls to 4-8. That means Aaron Rodgers will not be back this season. He says he'll only come back if there's a playoff opportunity. It's not going to happen for the 13th consecutive year. Desmond Ridder threw a 20-yard pass to Mecole Pruitt in the second quarter for game's only touchdown, Dan, and the Falcons took over the sole possession of first place in the NFC South. I've not seen that since Matty Ice with an ugly 13 victory over the punchless New York Jets.
Yeah, I mean, the season's over, obviously, for the Jets. I mean, I think we saw that and kind of expected that with Rodgers going out. I thought maybe they'd have a chance, but, you know, Atlanta ended that. And Ridder, you know, touchdowns are not coming very easy over there, but, you know, he got the win.
Aaron Rodgers, it's not coming back. Good decision?
I would say so. I mean, in his mind, I think he wants to just to prove a point that he was able to do something that recovery time that no one's ever done. But I think he needs to just rest up and be ready to go next year.
They need it because they have not made the playoffs in 13 years. Hopefully, he'll come back stronger and better than ever. Lions at Saints. Laporta had career highs of 9 catches, Dan, for 140 yards, including an early touchdown and a crucial first down snag in the final minutes in Detroit. Defeating the New Orleans Saints 33-28 on Sunday to post its best record through 12 games since 1962. Detroit is the real deal from the North.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, looking at the scores, I mean, they went up 21-0, thinking it was going to be a rout. Give it up for the Saints for battling back. Lions found a way to win.
An amazing win for the Lions. We'll see what happens in the near future. Let's go a little bit down to Houston. I thought this was going to be the game of the weekend. It kind of was. Denver's 5-game winning streak, Dan. Streak ended in Houston. Dan, which it ended last week when they faced the Browns. Texans, countryside, let's ride. Nico Collins had a career-high 191 yards, Dan, receiving and a fourth-quarter touchdown after fellow Tank Dell left early with a season-ending broken leg. A tremendous athlete, and Jimmy Ward intercepted Russell Wilson's in the end zone with 9 seconds left to seal the Texans' 22-17 victory over the Broncos. Your thoughts?
Yeah, no, Stroud's the real deal. I think he should be in the running for MVP for sure as a rookie. I mean, he's just cool, calm, and collected, just finds a way. It was a good QB battle, but Stroud came on top as a rookie, so give it up for him. And the Texans, I mean, what they're doing there, with a lot of the Browns picks, I mean, I'm a little salted by it. The Browns gave up for the Watson deal. So they're looking good, and the Browns are going to have to face them in a couple weeks, and that could decide if the Browns get in or not.
Should be quite interesting story with the Texans and the Broncos, of course. Have you ever seen a game won by just 6 points? I mean, just 6-0? The England Patriots has allowed 10 or fewer points in 3 straight games, but they still lose, and they the last time to do that was 1938. Chicago Cardinals did not know Chicago Bears had a different name, Cardinals, back then. Cameron Dicker made a pair of 38-yard field goals, which is pretty far, Dan, and punter J.K. Scott pinned the Patriots inside the 20-yard line 7 times in a cold and drenching rain in New England to give the Chargers a 6-0 victory over the Patriots and their latest hapless quarterback, Bailey Zappi. Unbelievable. Just 6-0. That's pitiful.
Score. Yeah, sleeper of a game for sure. And, you know, I think at this point, the Patriots just need to tank and get the number one pick in the draft and get Williams and get it turned around. You know, so we'll see. And we'll see what they're going to do. You know, there's rumbling. Oh, is Belichick going to be gone? Hey, I don't think they're going to go that route. But I guess we'll see.
It's the Patriots way. Cardinals beat the Steelers, Dan, in Pittsburgh 24-10. Arizona fought through 2 weather delays to spring the upset in rainy Pittsburgh. Yeah, it was funny because when I was looking at the apps, like, man, this game hasn't started. Is it tomorrow? Is it today? Mm-hmm. Well, it was because of weather. Cardinals defeated the Steelers 24-10. The Cardinals' first road win of the season, Dan, was secured despite multiple weather delays. The Steelers they don't have Kenny Pickett, but it was a huge win. Tight end Trey McBride had 8 catches for 89 yards and a touchdown. Running back James Conner had 105 rushing yards and 2 touchdowns. You're near Pittsburgh. What's going on there?
Yeah, no, I think, you know, they – I don't know. I haven't heard if Pickett's going to be out much longer, but, you know, if he's going to miss any time. But, yeah, Kyler Murray looked good. I mean, he's been pretty good since he's come back, and I think he'll continue to get better the second half of the season. So, you know, I think I don't really see the Steelers being in the mix for the wild card spot. You know, I think it's going to be between the Colts and the Browns. So I guess we'll see you here in a few weeks.
And with no Pickett, yeah, it's going to be a little bit tougher for the Steelers. Yeah. But we'll see what happens. Mike Tomlin has some plans up his sleeve sometimes. Miami's 9th win was also a 1,182nd unique final score in NFL history and 7th score Gami this season. They defeated the Commanders 45-15. The Dolphins win improved their record to 9-3, which hasn't been done since 2001 when I was at Liberty University. The Dolphins also clinched their 4th consecutive winning season. The Commanders defense struggled to stop the Dolphins. Tyreek Hill, Dan, had 2 touchdowns and 157 yards receiving. The best team on surf?
Yeah, I tell you what, they're impressive. I mean, at this point, I would put them close behind the 49ers for the best team. I mean, they can score. I think Tyreek Hill is MVP caliber candidate for sure. Tua's clicking right now as well. So they're going to be dangerous through the playoffs for sure.
We'll see. They got to beat the top 500 teams, Dan. Can they beat Kansas City? Yeah. Maybe in Miami, not in Kansas City.
Yeah.
We'll see. Right now, they're top in the AFC. So, looking good. If they win out, we're looking pretty. And home playoff games, I'll probably buy some tickets then.
Sure.
Mike Evans made history last year. You probably heard it. Had 10 straight 10-yard receiving seasons to start his career. No other player has had more than 6. Tampa Bay beats the Panthers 21-18. Pretty much was Mike Evans' record was pretty much the story yesterday.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Really impressive. Great receiver. And, you know, for sure that was kind of expected that win, though. Carolina, you know, they might not win another game.
Oh, no. New coach as well. So we'll see what happens with that story. The game that could define who's the best team in the NFL, regular season at least, the 49ers, they demolished the Philadelphia Eagles 42-19. Brock Purdy got the revenge from a year ago in their the NFC Championship game. Slow start, but 42-19, Dan, is pretty much convincing that, you know, hey, they're the best team. Deebo Samuel had 3 touchdowns. Unbelievable.
Yeah, no, they're clicking all cylinders. They just have so many weapons, high potent offense, the schemes, the matchups that they create, and putting great points, great defense right now. And they're definitely going to have to be hard to beat. Crazy, the Browns beat them, but they were a little banged up. But I can just tip my hat to that. The Browns beat the best team in the NFL. We don't have to have asterisks.
Exactly. Okay. As I say, everyone was healthy. So we'll see what happens with this 49ers team. Brock Purdy threw for 4 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. If you keep those stats up, they might be going on to higher achievements. Browns, Rams, that's 3 straight wins for the Rams, who are firmly in the playoff hunt at 6-6. The Rams defeated the Browns 36-19 in week 13. The Rams extended their win streak to 3 games. The Browns lost their 2nd consecutive game, which is the first time they've done that all season. But Flacco completed passes to 9 different receivers, had a good game, but not the victory.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't put this defeat on the offense. Flacco moved the ball. Play calling was pretty good. The defense lost this game. I mean, they just gave up Stafford looked great. They gave up a lot of big plays and just weren't able to. I don't believe they had a sack all game. And with Myles Garrett in there, you would expect to have that. So defense lost this. Hopefully they can get it turned around for Jacksonville this week.
Yeah, big game. Hopefully the Browns can turn things around. I like Flacco. Dan says keep Flacco.
Absolutely.
The rest of the season at least.
Yeah, for sure. And maybe moving forward, it'd be a lot less money, but we already gave up all that money. So.
Yeah, I know. Another storyline in the offseason for the Browns. We'll see what's going to happen. Jordan Love starred under the lights at Lambeau, defeated Mahomes and the Chiefs. Taylor Swift was there. I didn't think she was going to be there. Mm-hmm. Packers defeated the Chiefs 27-19. Jordan Love had 25 of 36 passing for 267 yards and 3 touchdowns. The Packers improved to 6-6 with the win, their third straight, as the Chiefs fell to 8-4.
Yeah, Jordan Love had his own love story for Taylor Swift. And, he's saying yes right now, right? I mean, he just rolled. The Chiefs just couldn't make enough big plays, I don't think. There's some questionable calls by the refs, both sides, really. That last PI was just awful. I mean, the Green Bay guy was just wrapped all over him. They would have had the ball at the 5. But the 2 plays before, Mahomes got hit, and they called a necessary roughness, and he was still in bounds. So probably a break-even play with the refs. But, tell you what, Green Bay is clicking right now, and they could be in the hunt down the stretch.
Yeah, the Chiefs had a chance to tie up the game at the end with Mahomes' Hail Mary, but did not, felt incomplete. No one was there. He was trying to throw to Kelsey, but it did not work out. Packers 3-game winning streak. Is there something to say about that?
Yeah, no, I think Jordan Love's finding his rhythm. I think they could be in put some wins together and be in the discussion for the playoffs.
Yeah, well, Packers are looking good. LaFleur looking good. Being the Chiefs, big thing in the resume. We have one more game tonight. Bengals at the Jaguars, something Dan's looking forward to next week because the Browns play the Jaguars. Bengals, of course, are without Joe Burrow. What's your thoughts over this game and who will win?
Nah, I mean, I definitely think Jacksonville's going to win. I mean, absence of Burrow, I don't think they can compete, put the points on the board Jacksonville's going to put up. So I think they'll win pretty big, convincingly.
We'll see with their Bengals quarterback, Jake Browning. So, and of course, Jaguars at home in Jacksonville. Very tough place to play. Though San Francisco did have a blowout against them a few weeks back. They've been blowing out everyone, Dan. I don't know. I don't know if the tush push was performed yesterday because I was traveling during the game, but I mean, we're just going to see what's going to happen with San Fran. We'll see.
Yeah, no, I think, I think their defense was just holding them to not really have the short yardage plays. So obviously, if you don't have 3rd and 1, 4th and 1, you can't run the push. So they were keeping them 3rd and long and getting off the field. They're tough. Maybe I should be a 49ers fan because the headquarters is in Youngstown, Ohio, that the Bartlow family owns it, and it's right in my backyard.
Really?
So maybe that's how I should root for now and have a winner. What do you think?
Hey, that's not a bad team to root for. I know that a lot of people I've met were huge San Francisco fans when they were young, of course, with like the Joe Montana years. So, that's something to think about. But no, let's stick with the Browns. I think there's some hope there. My Miami team turned things around. We were years, actually over 20 years with nothing going on, no playoffs, quarterback changes. But this team's different, special. I was listening to talk radio this morning, and they said, yeah, I mean, Tua's not Dan Marino, but he definitely has a good insight. He starts to remember looking back down in history. So we'll see what happens with both our teams. But Dan, what is the best way to reach you online to talk to you about Joe Flacco's reemergence?
Yeah, you can reach me on Facebook, search Dan Mattern, on Twitter, Danimal2478.
There you have it. You can reach us at thesportscast.net, our website, thesportscast.net, or our Twitter, X, on thesportscast1, and also our IG, thesportscast1. Dan, before we go, college football, a lot of talk about FSU not making the top, going to the playoffs. Alabama beat Georgia, so that caused some chaos. I watched the game. I was actually during event. I couldn't watch the whole game. But what were your thoughts over this past weekend in college football?
Yeah, no, I thought Florida State. I put on Facebook. I mean, they got hosed. I mean, they Power Five conference. Went 13-0. I get that they didn't have their star quarterback Jordan Travis. However, they shouldn't have been penalized for that. They did what they needed to do. They won on defense. And, you know, the defense of the committee and, you know, the talking heads is, you know, the four best teams are playing. Well, if that's the case, I feel that Georgia then should be in it over Washington. There's a strong case that Georgia is top two team, maybe not the best. I mean, they did get beat by Bama, obviously, but they should be in that, if that's what you're going to say. So, disappointed in the outcome, and I guess that's why we're going to get a 12-team playoff next year. It couldn't come soon enough, right?
Yeah, when there's going to be expansion, I think there'd be less complaints, I guess, but there'll probably be one or two. Hey,
oh yeah, this game. Yeah. Well, how about Liberty? Liberty should be in there. Hey. They're playing in January 6th or New Year's.
Yeah, the Fiesta Bowl in Phoenix, Verbal Fiesta Bowl versus Oregon, number 8 Oregon. So, huge school history. Huge history for Liberty University, my alma mater. When I got the news over email, I was surprised. I was shocked. This is something that they've been working on for over 20, 30 years to reach this point. Of course, we want to make it a little bit higher than this, but really glad. And I think, just being there would be enough. I mean, wouldn't it be great? That'd be a plus. Cherry on top. But being there the Fiesta Bowl, that's a huge bowl.
Are you going to go?
That is a great question, and I've had thoughts, and I'm going to see who I can gather to go over there, and I have not been to Arizona. I really am interested in going to Arizona, and it's probably be a good excuse to go to watch Liberty. So, yeah. Anyways, there you have it. Top four college football playoffs. You can definitely tune in to the top 25 rundown this Wednesday at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. The boys will be discussing it for maybe an hour or two of what happened and if those top four teams are good enough to be in that college football playoffs tournament. Anyways, Dan, we're out of time, but thanks for coming on to the Sportscast.
Yeah, sure thing. See you
next week. This was your update.